So I'm working with Don Slayton and with the University of Manitoba, as well as John Hurd with Manitoba Agriculture. And we're working on optimizing nitrogen fertilizer management strategies for high-yielding spring wheat in Manitoba. There's currently over 800,000 hectares of spring wheat grown in Manitoba each year, but our traditional nitrogen fertilizer recommendations are based off of much lower yielding varieties and research that was done over 30 years ago. So the existing recommendation is 30 to 40 kgs of nitrogen per ton, or 2 to 3 pounds of nitrogen per bushel spring wheat target yield. And this indicates a large financial, agronomic, and environmental risk when we're working with yields that are now in the area of over 5,000 kgs per hectare or 80 bushels per acre. And this risk is especially great because a lot of the nitrogen fertilizer is applied either pre-seeding or at seeding, and additionally if it is all applied as conventional urea. So this mid-season fertilizer may mitigate risks, but very little research for Manitoba growing conditions is currently available. There's a number of project objectives in this overall project, but for today, I just want to focus on the first two. So determining the appropriate nitrogen rates based on realistic yield and protein goals for high-yielding varieties that are being grown currently across Manitoba, and then also determine the most effective and efficient combination of nitrogen rate, source, and timing to meet yield and protein goals for these varieties. This project had three different levels of trials. So we had a gold, silver, and a bronze level trials. Bronze being on-farm trials that were conducted across Manitoba, and then silver being contract small plot research trials with fewer number of treatments. And then gold level trials, which were our intensive small plot trials run by myself at the University of Manitoba Farms. And for today, we're just going to focus on the results from my gold level trials. And there was 2 sites per year for the 2016-2017 growing season, so 4 site years worth of data. They were all managed intensively in terms of inputs to maximize yield potential. We used a factorial design with variety and nitrogen treatment being our main factors, and they were arranged as a randomized complete block design in the field. Our treatments consisted of 16 nitrogen treatments across 2 different varieties. The varieties we looked at were Brandon, which was a CWRS variety, which is very popular being grown across Manitoba right now. It's known for high yield potential, but as well as high protein content. It's a very common milling wheat. And then our Prosper, which is a Canadian Northern Hard Red variety in Manitoba right now. And it's known for very high yield potential, but often a little bit more modest protein compared to Brandon. And then within our nitrogen rates, we have sets of treatments that are determined to address specific research questions. So we first looked at rate. So increasing rates of nitrogen from 0 to 224 kilos of nitrogen per hectare applied mid-row banded at planting as conventional urea. And then in addition to at planting, we also looked at application timing, split between a base rate of 90 kilos of nitrogen per hectare and either an additional 34 or 67 kilos of nitrogen per hectare applied at semi-elongation, flag leaf, or post-anthesis. Our semi-elongation as well as our flag leaf applications were applied as agritain-treated urea broadcast on the soil surface, and then our post-anthesis application was a true foliar liquid application. We looked at 2 different source scenarios. Spring source, we looked at 2 different ESN blends. So ESN at a modest rate of 90 kilos of nitrogen per hectare, ESN urea blends at 90 kilos per hectare total, and then 157 total nitrogen blends, and those were compared to conventional urea at seeding. And then we also looked at post-anthesis nitrogen sources. So our post-anthesis application was only applied at 34 kilos of nitrogen per hectare total, or top up, and we looked at UAN versus urea solution, and they were applied as a true foliar application. Our rate response is currently analyzed using mean separation. We do intend on doing regression analysis on this data in the future, but keep in mind right now we're looking at mean separation data. So the nitrogen rate where we obtained maximum yield for Brandon as well as Prosper was 123 kilos of nitrogen per hectare. But we did see a nitrogen bivariety interaction. So at the zero nitrogen rate, both varieties were yielding the same. But as we increased to that 123 kilos of nitrogen per hectare that we saw maximum yield potential obtained, there was a greater yield obtained with Prosper compared to Brandon. Just a visual of one of our sites from this past July, and the nitrogen responsiveness was, we had high nitrogen responsiveness at this site, so we could easily pick out our nitrogen checks compared to our high rate of 224, and then as well as our intermediate rates of 56 and 157 at this bronchilled site. Moving on to application timing. So our application timing as well as source comparisons were done as predetermined linear contrasts. When looking at split applications, we saw that stem elongation split showed a higher yield than spring application, but flag leaf split application had similar yields compared to stem elongation as well as spring application. And then the post-synthesis application that was applied only at that 123 kilos of nitrogen per hectare saw a decrease in yield compared to equivalent rates of nitrogen. Now looking at nitrogen source on yields, when we look at our spring source, we saw similar yield between our conventional urea as well as our ESN blends when applied mid-row banded at seeding. And then we saw a decrease in yield with UAN as our foliar post-synthesis source compared to our urea solution. Moving on to the response in protein to some of these nitrogen rate responses, we did see a site year by nitrogen interaction, which is expected with our protein responses across the sites that we were working with. But we also saw a consistent effect of variety across nitrogen responses. So this is combined across both varieties. Our maximum rate, or our rate where we obtained maximum protein content, ranged from 123 to 191 kilos of nitrogen per hectare across these four sites. But in Manitoba, a very common protein threshold for protein premium is 13.5% protein content. So the nitrogen rate where we saw where we were hitting this protein threshold was actually 0 to 123 kilos per hectare at these sites. But in terms of economic optimum rate and protein, that's something that is very dependent on the year and the protein premium and what is currently being paid for protein premium in Manitoba. So application, timing, and protein. We saw that the later in the season that I applied my nitrogen split applications, the greater response in protein content. So we flag leaf application had a higher protein content than stem elongation split, and it had a higher protein content than when applied entirely at spring. And then at that 123 kilos of nitrogen per hectare, we saw a further increase in protein content compared to the flag leaf split. Nitrogen sources, we saw urea and ESN had very similar protein content across site years and varieties. And then we saw an increase in protein content with urea solution compared to UAN as a foliar post-synthesis source. So our preliminary conclusions at this point for this project are that based on means comparisons, we saw 123 kilos of nitrogen per hectare achieved maximum yield across both varieties, which was around 1.7 to 2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. And then 123 to 191 kilos of nitrogen per hectare achieved maximum protein content for both varieties. Stem elongation and flag leaf split applications yielded at least as well as applications at planting of equivalent nitrogen rates. Post-synthesis applications reduced yield, and all split nitrogen applications increased green protein content compared to when applied at planting. So post-synthesis was greater than flag leaf, was greater than stem elongation, which was also greater than spring. And then our foliar applied urea solution resulted in higher yield and grain protein content compared to the UAM. And then our ESN blends produced very similar yield and protein content compared to our conventional urea when applied mid-row banded at seeding. With that, I just want to acknowledge our funders, the wheat and barley growers, as well as everybody that helped with this project, and all our cooperators and additional funding, and then our any students and staff that have helped work towards getting this data in. And that's all I have.
Good. Thank you. Are there any, there's a bit of time for questions. Does anybody have any questions for our speaker? As in, did you see any burning, any damage with a UAN application as far as necrosis on those foliar applications compared to the urea solutions?
We did, actually. I should have included a slide. I saw in the 2016 growing season, I saw a very similar leaf burn between the two sources, but this past year in 2017, I saw leaf burn was actually quite worse with the UAN solution compared to the urea. Or with the UAN compared to the urea solution.
Ty.
So you're 1.7 to 2.1 carbon emissions per bushel. Project, how does that compare to what's recommended now?
Right now in Manitoba, it's 2.5 pounds of nitrogen per bushel, and that's spring, like that's residual nitrogen plus applied. So, and that's how I calculated that too. Sorry, I didn't.
Okay. Right here.
So I guess following up on Ty's question here, if you look at soil nitrate levels here, and if you would, that would probably bring those recommendations up.
Yeah, no, we looked at spring, so we soil sampled in the spring at planting. So then all of our, like we have, these actually sites, across these four set years, the range was between 43 pounds of nitrogen per acre and 50. So they were all very similar, but we do intend on looking at total, more when we do our regression analysis, looking at total spring applied, like total nitrogen availability versus yield, rather than just applied nitrogen.
So in your results here, did you consider that the soil nitrate value, so that 1.3 that you maximized the use, that already considering the soil nitrate, or is that?
No, that's applied. That's applied, yeah.
So one other question, since we're going to break right now, and you have plenty of time now, but you know, just in regards to these enhanced efficiency nitrogen materials, whether it's an NBPT or ESN, controlled release fertilizer, are they? Do you have a sense of how much they're being incorporated into the regular production practices within Manitoba?
Honestly, I'm not super familiar with the term, like, honestly, John Hurd with Manitoba Agriculture would be a better person to ask in terms of, like, knowing the adoption of some of these enhanced efficiency fertilizers in the area right now. I know there's a fair bit of ESN going down, but in terms of agritain treated urea and entrenched and stuff like that, I'm not
very familiar.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, thank you very much for all the presenters.